Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shirim and Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak at Shalom. We are now in Masechet Bava Batra, Daf Kuf Samach Aleph Amud Bet. We have a relatively short podcast this time. We're going to look at the topic of Mechakin and how to deal with that, which we already alluded to in the previous podcast, and that is an erasure on a shtar. Amar Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Yosef, Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Kol ha-machakin kulan tzarich sheyichtov v'dein kiyumehon. Anytime you have an erasure that you've then written over to correct it in a shtar, underneath, in the bottom line, you have to write v'dein kiyumehon. In other words, there was an erasure, and this is the key. In other words, I'm now affirming that what was written there and erased is part of the shtar. Otherwise, you see a shtar like that and see erasure, it looks like the Baal HaShtar changed the numbers, changed something. Tzarich sheyachzor minyano shel shtar b'shita achrona. The other thing Rabbi Yochanan said, and this will really be our focus, is that you have to then summarize what the shtar is about in the last line, meaning no new information. All you can have there is a summary of what was said. My tama, what's the reason for that? The halacha is that we get no information from the last line, and now we'll see why. And therefore, the last line is simply a summary. And we'll say something like, if there was an erasure, so this is the confirming that it was a legitimate overwrite. Amrav Nachman or Avamram, Menalacha. So he said to Avamram, where do you get this information from that we don't learn anything from the last line? So Amar le Tanya Hirchika Ta'idim Shnei Shitim in Aktav Pasul. Shitachat Kasher. If the Eidim are two lines below the text, meaning the text ends and there's two blank lines, and then the name of the Eidim are there, then it's Pasul. But if it's only one line blank, then kasher. So if you left at the bottom of, really you're supposed to write the Eidim's name. This is in a get pashut, in a straight up forward one-sided get. Really you're supposed to write the Eidim's names right underneath the end of the ktav. But if there's a space of one line, it's kasher. Now, my shnashne shitin, why do we say two lines of blank space is pasul? Thumma mezayif achatav, because then maybe the guy will add in something else. And it'll look like the Eidim signed on that. Shitacha nam izay v'chatav. We have the same problem with one line. So, l'adlam shmamina, and l'amidim shitacha na shmamina. So, Ramam says, you see from here that you cannot infer any information from the last line. And therefore, even if you wrote a shtar and then left a blank line and then wrote the Eidim, the Baal HaShtar cannot now add anything in which is going to change the configuration of the deal because nothing new will be there. And if so, we won't learn anything from it. Now, Ibayaluhu, so the question was asked, Shito Machtsamai, what if it's a line and a half? In other words, is two lines the minimum of a problematic space, or is one line the maximum of allowable space? Toshma, Hirchikatai Dimshne Shitin Pasul. So from the first part of the Braita that says that if it's two lines, it's Pasul, what do we infer from that? Hashita Machtsa Kasher. One and a half is Kasher. Da'ima Seifa, look at the second half, Shita Achat Kasher. It says if it's one line, it's kasher, implying that anything more than one line is pasul. So here the implication of the resha contradicts the implication of the seifa, and therefore we can derive nothing. My havi Allah, so what's the halacha? Toshmat, the tani, we have another brayta that's clearer. Pachot mikan kasher. Anything less than two lines is kasher, and so therefore we see a line and a half is kasher. Now, by the way, hayu arba'a v'chamisha edim chatum al shtar. Let's say you had four or five edim on the shtar. So here you have sort of a parallel thing, where instead you had two lines of space and two lines of edim, and you say it's pasul. Here you have four lines in which there's two edim psulim and two edim ksherim. Then it's okay, as long as you have two kosher edim there. So mesai l'cheskia, demar cheskia, milahu bikrovim kasher. So Chizkiah said, if you fill up the Eidim, let's say you have the Eidim and they signed below, so you signed above that, so to fill in between the Ketav and the Eidim that signed, you filled it up with your brother and your father and all sorts of other people who are possible, it's still Kasher, because you have the two Kasher Eidim at the bottom. So now you have something odd, which is that if it was empty, it would be possible, but if it's filled with Psulim, it's Kasher. V'yaltitma. So he said, don't be so surprised. Shrei avir suka posel b'shlosha. If you have empty space in the Schach, it's three tvachim of empty space is already pasul. Schach pasul posel barba, but if you have schach pasul, then it takes four tvachim. In other words, empty space is more chamur in some cases than invalidly used space. And with that, we'll put on hold and pick it up at the bottom of Kuf Samach Bet Amud Bet in the next podcast when we start looking about the Shnei Shitim and about the location of the Eidim signing. In the meantime, everybody should have a wonderful day.